Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money
at Menards. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and today I'm going to talk about something that really I've heard from quite a few people, and that is anxiety really a thing, or is it kind of made up? Are people just exaggerating? And you may be surprised at what some people may think. So coming up right after this. Welcome back to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray. I'm a national certified therapist, and I have this show, been on this show since June of 2015. It's been a ride, a long ride, a great ride. I've done a lot of live streaming. In fact, this episode is recorded live on Facebook Live as well. And I tell you, it is amazing the technology that has come out in the last 2 years. It is amazing, and so I'm able to be able to use the technology, podcast, Facebook Live, Periscope, YouTube. Now I'm on Amazon. So I'm able to use that technology to help as many people as I can around the world who are struggling with some form of mental health issue. And it's a struggle. Life is hard, isn't it? And if you're listening or watching right now, you can relate. You probably have something going on in your life that it's hard. It might be a relationship issue that maybe you just can't get along with somebody, and there's that tension that creates some hurt feelings and some anger and some depression maybe and some anxiety and worry. Then there's the fear of losing your job and not be able to have enough income. Or maybe it's a child that is struggling and you, as a parent, you just don't know what to do or what to say. And you've kind of done everything and you're at your wit's end and they're being rebellious or maybe they're not being rebellious, but they're just hurting and you don't know what to do. Life is hard. And so when I hear things like, is anxiety really a thing? Is it real? Do people really struggle? Is it a diagnosis? When I hear that, I think, man, you must have never experienced anxiety before. If you are questioning whether or not anxiety is an actual thing, you must not know what it's like. And probably you've said things like just to somebody else who says they have anxiety that they just need to get over it. Or maybe you thought that they were over exaggerating and they said that they have anxiety or they have panic attacks and they're just exaggerating. It's not really a real thing. It's just maybe a little worry. It's not really anxiety, is it? Well, I wanted to address this because I hear it often from various people and even various leaders who will say things like, I just don't understand why that so-and-so can't go to work. Or I don't know why that student can't go to school because they say they have anxiety. I don't get it. And so I wanted to address this because too many people, I believe, don't really truly understand. And the truth is, anxiety is not only a real thing, it's probably one of the most common things in the world. In the United States alone, over 40 million people have anxiety, and that's reported. And that's adults 18 and over. It is a real life diagnosis. I give a diagnosis of anxiety almost every week. And people are hurting and they're suffering, and sometimes they have to go on medication. Not always. Sometimes they do. Sometimes people have to call in sick, or sometimes they have to go on disability because of their anxiety is too high, they can't get out of the house. Sometimes anxiety is so bad, it develops into a phobia. And that phobia keeps them from going out, or keeps them trapped inside. And if they go out, it's intense fear. So yes, anxiety is a real thing. And not only is it a real thing, it's affecting more people than you realize. And more than likely, somebody that you know, you may not know it, but somebody that you know struggles with anxiety. If you have ever questioned whether or not anxiety exists out loud, if you verbalize that, or maybe you've joked about it, people around you will pick up on the fact that you don't really understand it, and they won't tell you. They'll stay away from you. Typically, people who have anxiety or depression, or really any mental health issue, when they realize a person that they're keeping company with doesn't really support them, they're going to be more likely to withdraw. And the problem is, withdrawing can make it worse when you feel alone. And then depression starts to creep in. And then that negative thoughts come back in your mind. Things like you're not good enough, you're a terrible person, no one likes you, no one has this. And so you start to think, well, maybe nobody else has anxiety. Maybe you start to think, well, maybe anxiety is not a real thing. Maybe it's all in my head. Hugo, nice to see you answering some people on Facebook Live right now, in case you're wondering. Occasionally, I will ask different people. They're on Facebook Live. By the way, if you want to go check out my page, I will welcome you to go to the Facebook page, The Mental Health Today Show, and like it. And that way you'll get notified. Make sure you're set up to get notified when I go live. I'm really trying to do these podcasts live. So if you're listening to it and would like to watch it, go to Facebook page at The Mental Health Today Show. If you are watching this on Facebook Live and you would like to listen to it on an app, that way if you're out and about doing your thing and you want to listen to it, then you can go to really almost any podcast app like iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play. And you can listen to it on the go. And that's kind of cool as well. So there are people watching this right now. They're making comments. I don't want to ignore them. So as they come in and they ask questions, in fact, this is like a call-in show. You just can't hear the person. Eventually, once I get the technology and comfortable with it, I will have an actual call-in show where probably through Skype, you can call me through Skype and I can pipe it through my audio mixer, and we can have a honest-to-goodness live call-in show, and I think that'd be so cool. Then it becomes like a radio show, and that is an awesome thing. And I don't know, but some of you may not realize, I know I'm going a rabbit trail here, you may not realize this, but my undergrad, well, hey, Terry, good to see you from Oklahoma. Yes, good to see you. And by the way, thank you for the likes and hearts on Facebook Live. I like seeing those floating across there. You may not realize this, a little bit of trivia. When I was I went to Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. By the way, that's where David Letterman graduated from, and I was going to be the next David Letterman. So I actually majored in radio and TV production. And my second year at Ball State University, I volunteered to be on the radio show as a DJ. I thought, oh, this sounds cool. I want to do this. And so I went to a meeting and they said, okay, who wants to do a DJ? And I raised my hand and said, yeah, I'll do it. And I didn't realize what I was signing up for. They said, okay, come to the radio station at this time. It was like at, 11 o'clock. I think I had 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning shift. And they said to come at this time and then you can learn how to do it. But what I didn't realize is when I got there, the DJ before me handed me the keys and said, push this button, and this button. That's all you need to do. See ya. I had no training. It was on the fly. Didn't know what I was doing. Kind of like being able to record Facebook Live and this live on podcast as well. Didn't know what I was doing. But I loved it. And I fell in love with it. And I love doing radio. And I thought when I went in to get my counseling degree, long story short, I thought I would have to say goodbye to that part of my life now that I'm a therapist. But the cool thing is now with the technology that's out there, I'm able to combine my both passions, and that is radio and video in mental health. And that's kind of how the Mental Health Today show was born. A little bit of trivia there. But my, how I get all sidetracked here. So we're talking about, is anxiety really a thing? Is it true? Is there an actual diagnosis, or are people just making it up? Maybe they're just being over dramatic and they feel like that their world is falling apart, but it really isn't. And there is a difference between worry and anxiety. Some people may not, they'll confuse it, and maybe they have worry, or maybe that's intense worry, but it's actually anxiety. And that's really how I describe the two. So worry is kind of a natural thing that all human beings, most human beings have. You worry about things. So if you're a parent, you tend to worry about your kids and the safety of your kids. If you are a parent, you're pretty concerned about your job because you want to be able to support your family, and you're worried that maybe you don't have enough money coming in to support your family. If you're a child, you might be worried about getting a good grade on a test or about breaking a rule, right? So worry is a natural thing. But when worry gets out of control and doesn't seem to go away, and the intensity gets higher and higher and higher, then it's more likely turning into full-blown anxiety. And anxiety, I've described, it's like an invisible leech that's on your back. You can't see it, but you can certainly feel it, and it's pretty heavy. And it's very difficult to explain it to somebody else. It's very hard. Kim on Facebook is saying, yep, Skype is great that you have it now. Yes, I actually have the ability to do Skype. I just have to get all my ducks in a row to be able to do it. I know I can just give out my Skype number and then someone can call in, and then we can kind of pump it through the audio. Terry on Facebook says, I had no idea what anxiety was until I was diagnosed with remitting relapse, multiple scoliosis. Wow. You're right. So that's the thing, Terry. You're exactly right. A lot of times people don't understand what anxiety is until they have it. And they may get confused. And it's really hard for parents who have children who have anxiety, because kids, it's hard enough to explain what anxiety is as an adult. But kids have a really hard time explaining their anxiety to their parents. And sometimes the parents might misinterpret it as rebellious. And being rebellion, and you don't want to go to school. And you know, some of you may know that I have children. I have two children, and my wife and I have two children. My oldest, her name is Anna. She's 21, and my boy, my son, is Noah. He is 18. And what most of you probably don't know this, that my son Noah has struggled with a lot of anxiety lately. He's a senior. And this semester in particular, the whole year, school year, but this semester in particular, he is just now able to express to us as his parents that he has anxiety. And what happens, the anxiety about going to school produces depression because he's worried about what other classmates are going to say. He's worried about what his teachers are going to say. And so it creates this cycle. So I'm actually going to have him on my show, hopefully pretty soon. Noah said, I'll come on your show. And I want him to be able to talk about, from the perspective of a student, what it's like to have anxiety, so much so that it's very difficult, almost impossible, to go to school. And wasn't that he's a great kid, he's got good grades, he's a hard worker, but his anxiety was so bad that it prevented him to really get to school. And so I think that'd be really good for adults, or parents to hear, but also I know that there's a lot of teenagers that listen to this. And I think it'd be good for them to realize that if you have anxiety, not just worry. Now, worry is bad enough, but anxiety is more intense and it lasts longer. It's harder for it to go away than regular worry. And so it's so important to be able to speak up and talk about it. The last episode, episode 79, when I talked with Carl Waggett, he was the acting captain of the firehouse. And he has PTSD, and one of his close friends committed suicide. And the one thing that helped him, he didn't know PTSD was a thing until he was diagnosed with it, much like what Terry was saying about anxiety. And he said the one of the things that he is learning, the most important thing, is to express it, to talk about it, to share it with somebody. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. And that's one of the things that my son learned. For a long time, he kept it bottled up inside. But then when he found out and was able to talk with us, and we were able, as his parents, to identify it as anxiety, he was able to talk about it, and he didn't feel as bad talking to us. And so that's the biggest thing that I want to encourage you. If you're struggling, don't be ashamed. And then not only not be ashamed, but also talk about it. Don't be afraid to share your struggle with somebody that you trust.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
Because you don't want to do this alone. It just makes it worse. So anxiety is a real thing. And not only is it a real thing, if you think you have it, you need to get help. And you know what I'm going to suggest. Find a therapist. Talk to a therapist. It's so important to be able to go to a therapist and share what you're experiencing. And maybe you don't even know what you have. You're just trying to explain what it's like. And then your therapist can come in and say, hey, you know what? This sounds like anxiety. That happened with me a while back. I had a client come in and said, I don't know what's wrong or what's going on, but here's the symptoms. And I was able to provide a diagnosis. And it was like, oh, wow, that's why I was acting like this, or that's why I was experiencing this. So sometimes having that diagnosis can be helpful. It gives you a frame of reference to be able to say, well, that makes sense. Now I get it. Because sometimes without the diagnosis, it's like you feel like there's you're just weird. You feel like no one else has it. And then you just climb up and you don't say anything. You keep it to yourself. And then, man, it's 10 times worse, right? So don't keep it to yourself. Talk about it. Share it. Even if let's just say it's worry, but you think it's anxiety, still go to a therapist and say, hey, what's going on here? Because your therapist can help you walk through it and process it out loud. And that's really what you need. You need to be able to process the things going on. So, yes, if you're listening to this or watching this and you've wondered, is anxiety real? Is it a real thing? And maybe you thought for a long time it's not. Well, I want to say as a therapist, it absolutely is. And it can develop in, it can manifest itself in the different forms. There's generalized anxiety. There's phobias like the fear of flying, fear of heights, fear of spiders. There's actually hundreds of different phobias. Agoraphobia and turns into basically a prisoner of your own home. You don't want to go out. And or if you do go out, it's really bad. It's really hard, very intense. There is social phobia, or it can be called social anxiety, where you have a lot of fear around public places and being in front of people and talking and carrying on conversations. So it is real. And there's different types of diagnosis for it. But here's the thing. It is real. But it doesn't have to keep you down. It doesn't have to be your master. Yeah, it's hard. Yes, it's terrible. But there are things that you can do to work through it. Now, this show is not at all meant to be treatment. It's not even meant to diagnose what you're going through. I can't. It'd be impossible. So please don't read into this and say, well, I listened to this podcast and I'm diagnosed with this. That's not what this show is about. It shows about helping you learn how to take ownership of what it is that you're struggling with. And so maybe that's calling a therapist and setting up an appointment to go talk to your therapist. Or maybe it's talking to a friend, or maybe it's exercising. I talk about the big five, and I'll do a podcast all about the big five. But basically, it's eat healthy, get exercise, get enough sleep, drink plenty of water, and smile. And I don't know if you noticed, if you're watching this on Facebook Live, you'll notice on my sign, it says smile more. Hashtag smile more. And that's there for a reason, because I want you to learn to smile even when you don't feel like it. Because it's proven that there are different muscles in your face. One of these days, I'm going to actually have a doctor or somebody come on and talk about this. But I know it's proven that when you smile, your muscles, they rise up, right? So when you smile, and it helps your brain, it creates what I call good vibes in your brain. So the serotonin, the neurons, and the dopamine, all that is triggered by smiling and also hugging, by the way. Kim on Facebook Live says that I've got to work on that smile thing. Yes, Kim, you can do that. It's free. All you have to do is remind yourself to smile. And all you got to do is look outside. And there are a lot of things that you can smile at. You have a lot of reasons to smile. So go around the house, smile. Wherever you go, try to smile. And just see how it improves your mood. Now, don't just smile once for like 2 seconds and say, there. And say, it doesn't work. No, you got to make it a part of your lifestyle. You got to make drinking plenty of water a part of your lifestyle. You got to make exercising, even if it's for a walk, part of your lifestyle. Eating healthy and getting rid of all the junk, part of your lifestyle. Kim says you smile at your pets. Good. They're good to smile at, right? Yes. So I hope this has been encouraging to you. I hope that you want to take ownership, take action. And you already are doing that by listening or watching this. Take it a next step. What's something else that you can do, that one thing every day to be productive? And I would encourage you, if you're listening, go hop over to the Facebook page, to your Facebook, and then type in the search on Facebook, the Mental Health Today Show. And it should pop up. And then once it pops up, go to the page, like it, and then you can watch the videos. Isn't that cool? You'll be able to watch this podcast as a video. And I think that's really cool. and you'll get notified when I go live again. So I will love to make that connection. You can go on my Facebook page, then you can message me, and we can develop this into more of a social app. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? But on the other hand, maybe you're content with just listening to this, then you can subscribe to iTunes or Stitcher Radio, whatever podcast that you listen to, whatever app you listen to, you can subscribe there. And that's something that you can do. This is episode 70. This is episode 80. I almost said 78, but this is episode 80. And it's been amazing that it's been going on this long. And it's developing. I don't know. Some of you may have been listening from the very, very beginning, back when it was the John Cordray Show. I decided to change it to the Mental Health Today Show because it explains more about what the show is. People are going to say, well, who is this John Cordray and why should I listen to him? So I decided to do the Mental Health Today Show. People know exactly what the topics are. And hopefully this has been an encouragement to you. That's my goal. And if you're, you can always email me, but you can message me on Facebook now from the Mental Health Today Show. I hope you do that. I get comments or emails from people from all over the world, and it's truly an honor to read them and to say that they've listened to my podcast or they've watched one of my live videos and it helped them in some way. And that's a very humbling thing, but it's the very reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. And so something else that I've started, I love doing this. As I said, that I went to school to do this way back in, I graduated in 1994 at Ball State University. I love what I'm doing. I love being a licensed therapist. And I love my show and doing my show, but sometimes it's hard to find the time to get all the equipment, doing it all myself. I have a private practice. That's where I really make my bread and butter. But sometimes it's hard for me because I need to be able to, like, for instance, I want to do my podcast more, but I have to be able to host it on I do it on Libsyn, and there's different stages storage limits. And right now, I'm only limited to a very few podcasts a month, just because it's just hard to afford. And there's different equipment and production costs. So I've started something new as well, only for those of you who are able. This is in no way meant to be a commercial necessarily. Only just a say, hey. If you are able to give like a tip, I have a Patreon account. And if you go to patreon.com/John P. Cordray, it'll take you right to that account. Or if you go to my Facebook or go to the Mental Health Today Show Facebook page, you'll be able to see there are different levels, if you will. And I call them mini producers because that's exactly what anybody who is going to help support me through my Patreon account is going to be a producer of the show. And that you'll see if you go to visit there are different levels, and you can actually be an executive producer. You can be a co-director to really get involved in the direction of the show and the topics that we talk about. So there are different levels, but the very first beginning level, if you're able, is $3 a month. And my goal is I want it to be affordable, but I also want to be able to help with the production costs like I was talking about. If you can't do it, don't do it, okay? I'm not here begging you. I'm just here saying, hey, here is a opportunity. If you're able, great. If not, that's fine. That's fine. Terry on Facebook Live says, can't you get state or federal funding to apply to your show? Now, Terry, wouldn't that be something to get some kind of federal funding? Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, huh? Well, I could do. I'm also hoping to eventually get possible sponsors to be able to if they want to sponsor my show, just like a radio talk radio. So who knows where that'll go? But right now with my Patreon account, it'll be you have an opportunity to be a junior producer. Now that's cool. You can put that in your resume. No, probably shouldn't put that in your resume. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for hanging with me. I wanted to talk about the anxiety thing. I am really hoping to be able to do a live call-in show. I think that I'll make the show a lot more interesting. But we will see how that'll go, because my goodness, if I had another person helping me in the studio, I could definitely do it. But it's not easy to be able to push all the right buttons at the right time. So anyway, that's all for now. Thank you so much. Don't forget to smile more. Don't forget that. And I am your CEO, your Chief Encouragement Officer. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for tuning in, whether it's on the podcast or on Facebook Live. Appreciate you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.